Lisa Burke with Visit North Platte is our guest in the second half. First Tuesday of the month. That means Lisa is going to be occupying the seat
right
across the table.
Glad good morning,
to have
Corey.
You. Yeah, good morning. So still lots of things happening. Not slowing down as far as things to do in the area, is it?
No, it's always constant. There's always something going on in our community and surrounding communities, thank goodness. And encourage people to always go to our calendar at visitnorthplatte.com to see what's going on. So
first and foremost,
shameless plug on that one.
Oh, it's entirely shameless. But Rail Days is first and foremost, because
right.
that is we're chugging towards Rail Days, can we say
right,
that?
Yes,
or
we
steaming
are.
Towards we're Rail Days?
Yes, steaming very quickly.
It is starting Thursday.
Correct.
And then over the weekend, there's just a whole cavalcade of events, I guess.
Right.
I can use that word.
If you're a rail enthusiast, have kids that like railroad, you know, this is definitely an event you need to go to. And there are so yeah. many free events tied into this that people need to take advantage of, that we encourage everyone to get out and see, you know, the heritage that we have here in North Platte. And we are home to the world's largest railroad classification yard, Bailey Yards. And this is the only time in the year that people can get on a tour and get into the yards. Other than that, you have to be in a very upper level VIP person to mm-hmm. get out into the yards to see, you know, how Bailey Yard works and all what the men and women out there do every day.
So they have these coaches. A motor coach, a nice air conditioned motor coach that you could just relax. And it's going to go into the yard,
yes,
as I understand
yes.
it, for
yes.
a tour.
Yeah.
So what do they need to do? And I know the VIP pass is probably their best deal to make sure they can partake in pretty much everything happening over the four-day period.
Right. There's two opportunities. You can purchase a VIP pass, which, you know, if you look at everything that you get with that VIP pass, it's probably a really good deal. But that gets you to reserve your spot on those bus tours. So if you're going to pick, mm-hmm. you know, Thursday or the 7th, on Friday the 7th at 9 a.m., and that's the only time you can go, you can purchase that pass, get that mm-hmm. scheduled, so you definitely have a guaranteed seat on that bus tour. With that pass, you get exclusive access to the VIP tour in the yards. You can get into the Golden Spike all weekend long. You get special discounts with merchandise in the Golden Spike during Rail Days. You get a free T-shirt. And there's also businesses that have sponsored North Platte Rail Days are also giving discounts mm-hmm. When you come into their stores that are also part of that VIP pass. So it's mm-hmm. quite, you know, it's a good good value for the money for $45.
$45 for
an adult.
And youth 12 and under,
yeah.
$35.
You know, T-shirts so. Are probably around $25 to $30 right mm-hmm. there. So those... And they're really nice T-shirts this year. They've got a great logo this year celebrating mm-hmm. the America 250. So definitely a souvenir worth keeping.
And there's just lots of things associated with this tour. It's not just with the Rail Days as a whole. Not just the tour, the rail yards, which in and of itself is a great thing, but they got Sip Paint and Steam Pals is hosting that
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a separate thing, but associated with Rail Days, $50 per person. And then they have a photography display that
yep.
they'll have at the Prairie Arts Center.
Yep. That's at the Prairie Arts Center. Anybody that has any railway shots that they want to have displayed, believe the deadline for that one probably has expired.
I think it has.
People who, you know, if you want to see what's been turned in, that'll be on display at the Prairie Arts Center. That is free and open to the public. The model train show is definitely something you don't want to miss. They, those model railroaders take that DNN floor space and just fill it up with all kinds of different models and layouts. It's pretty impressive. But that one is adults for $5 and children is $2. Also out at the DNN, the train show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then also at the DNN is a Whistle Stop Kid Zone. It's free for kids out there as well.
Saturday from 10 to 1.
Right. Taste of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. This is at the Golden Spike Tower. This is held in conjunction with North Platte Chamber Business After Hours. People can enjoy craft beers and wines and then food and that have been developed or part of Nebraska's heritage. Runza's, I'm pretty sure, will be there. The live music with the Platinum Pearls will be there. So that's just a fun, free event. And then Twilight Tours. It's pretty impressive to be at the top of the Golden Spike Tower in the evening when you can see everything that's going on at out there in the yards. That is on Friday and Saturday. And then the Trains, Tunes, and Ice Cream will be at the Cody Park Challenger Display on Saturday.
Saturday, 6 to 8.
6 to 8, yes, that's free to the public. Double Dips will be providing the ice cream for that event. And then on Sunday, there is a pancake feed out at the DNN Event Center, which is part of the train show.
So just a lot of things going on, and of course they can go to Golden Spike Tower website.
Yes, you can go there to purchase your VIP pass. You can go there to look at the schedule about with everything that's going on. But great event. Definitely get out and see what's happening.
Yeah, great. And there's other things happening, too. I know not just this weekend, but on down the line. What are some of the things you want to highlight the rest of August, even into September?
The next one I want to remind people about is the Viva North Platte, the that Latina Heritage event that is... they have moved that to downtown. That'll be September 12th through the 26th. Good, fun festival to celebrate, you know, their heritage with lots of wonderful food and craft vendors. They even have a lowrider car show this year. Mariachi and dancing horses, which that ought to be fun to see.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. And then they always have a coronation of their princess and queens and a live DJ dance downtown, too. So that is on Saturday, September 12th in the downtown area.
Okay.
And then Visit North Platte is working with PALS and the Kansas City Barbecue Society to put on a Master Series barbecue competition in later in September. This is on the 25th and 26th. So
final weekend in September.
Yes, we want to encourage those of you who are master barbecuers and like to compete against other ones. We strongly suggest you get yourself registered, and you can go to our website for that as well and click through the links and look at all the details for that barbecue event. We're putting up a $10,000 prize pool for those winning barbecue pit masters,
so that
I guess.
Tells you this is a pretty serious...
Yes.
It's competition, basically.
Yes.
Who can make the best
barbecue? This is a national...
Barbecue.
Yeah. Kansas City Barbecue Society is a national group that puts on competitions throughout and they will get qualifying points here to go on mm-hmm. to the national contest. So,
and the public that comes out, I mean, for them, they're going to try all the different right. barbecues, right?
Right. On Saturday, mm-hmm. After the competition is over, we'll start having plates that they can try what has been barbecued and what has been put forth for the judges to judge mm-hmm. on Saturday. So, and then, so this is a 2-day event. Of course, it takes them, 24 hours to start, their smoking and everything they do. But Friday the 25th is when they get registered and start. And that evening, we will have a concert with Love and Theft.
Mm-hmm.
They are, if everybody, I had to kind of take a double take. They are mm-hmm. CMA artists.
Yep.
Everybody remembers the Angel Eyes
yep.
hit song.
Yep, pretty well.
I remember that, but
group.
I didn't remember the names. But mm-hmm. they are starting to resurge and come back into the music industry, and mm-hmm. so they're going to be here, which will be an awesome concert at Powell's on Friday evening. So we're selling general admission tickets for $27, and then there's a meet and greet opportunity if people are Love and Theft fans or want to meet them for $50. But
mm-hmm.
So then Saturday is the actual barbecue competition out at Powell's, where then the judges will be involved and get to taste all the different meats and what those master smokers create.
Mm-hmm.
So,
going to be a lot of people out there. Right?
There should be, yes, for sure. And it's a great time of year. September 25th and 26th will be perfect.
Yeah. It shouldn't be 100 degrees, but
no.
You never know. Wouldn't bet against it this year.
True.
Could be.
I probably just jinxed us.
Well, you'd rather have that than the opposite end.
Yes.
Which sometimes can
yes,
happen in
exactly.
late September, too. But
exactly.
It'll probably be perfect.
Yeah. And our, just to wrap up what we did in July, mm-hmm. the Visit North Platte Board of Directors, we had our July grant proposals, and they gave away or awarded the Prairie Arts Center come forth with a statue mm-hmm. that Ted Long did, and it is called
yes.
the Buffalo Bill Last Farewell. They are going to place that out at Visit North Platte out in our lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And so the board has awarded them $25,000 towards creating that final project. So they're out fundraising and trying to come up with the funds to complete that bronze. It'll be a life-size statue of that creation of Ted Long's, kind of dedicate one of his last pieces. And
mm-hmm. So they're going to put that out mm-hmm. at the Visit North Platte?
Yeah,
outside. Your building
yes.
there?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Wow.
In the
that's
lawn,
great.
On the lawn that's west of the our gazebo pavilion area.
And that's going to be, that's pretty kind of a long, is mural the proper
no,
term, or is it just a
it,
statue?
It is a bronze statue on a pedestal.
Okay.
So it is.
Well, that'll get everyone's attention and
yes.
get them oriented to what North Platte,
right.
the history
yes.
of North Platte, the
mm-hmm.
most well-known figure,
yeah.
basically.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Buffalo Bill on a horse, and the horse is kind of mm-hmm. has his head dropped, and
mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bill has his hat in his hand. So, it's a very beautiful statue.
And what's the timeline on that being ready to
They are hoping through the winter they'll get that the money raised to do that and probably install next spring or fall.
Okay.
So within a year is their plan and hope.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a great addition to our community to celebrate our Buffalo Bill heritage and kind of tie everything. And one more thing to look at as they come into our community.
Yeah. I agree. Anything else you wanted to highlight while you're here today, Lisa?
No, I think that is all we've got.
That's all we got.
Lots,
that's plenty.
Lots going on.
And
yes.
Visit nordplatte.com is your website.
Yes.
And again, just great resources there. If you hear anyone ever say there's nothing to do, you point them to that website.
Right.
I just bring it up and say, no, there's tons to do, and there's probably something that you'll be interested in that will pique your interest.
For sure.
I mean, there's people that, certain things aren't their thing, but you're going to find something
right
that you like.
Everything there is to see.
And a lot of family-friendly
definitely
things, too. It's,
most definitely. Yeah. Everything that is going on in all the communities in Lincoln County are on that calendar. We encourage people to upload their own events on there as well. And as a personal individual, if you go mm-hmm. onto that calendar up in the top of it, if you want to subscribe, you can click that and submit your email. And every Wednesday, mm-hmm. you'll get an email from us for everything that is happening in mm-hmm. the next 10 days. And that's what we mm-hmm. encourage people to do, because that just kind of keeps you in tune with what's happening and what's coming up.
Yeah.
Coming up.
That's,
so encourage you to do that.
These lists that I print off, right?
It sure is. Yep.
Just day by day.
Yes.
Glance at what's happening. You'd be astounded.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that
how
you
many
don't
pages
know is happening.
Does Corey have there?
I've pared it down to, but I mean, the weekend was its own stack in and
yes.
of itself.
So. Yeah. With North Platte Rail Days going on, it was a very long list this weekend.
It was. Lisa Burke with Visit North Platte, the executive director, has been our guest. Thank you. And kudos to you and your staff to all the hard work you do.
Thank you, Corey.